Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Mekhi Becton, ladies and gentlemen, human beings that large should not run as fast as Mekhi Becton did. And if you like people just abusing other humans, the Mekhi Becton tape is for you.
Denzel Mims with another monster score of 70 yards.
Quick pass to Crowder, trying to get him out of space. Slips a tackle, and there he goes. Crowder, it's a foot race, and Crowder is in there. A 69-yard touchdown.
Takes a shot. Here's Corey Davis, wide open. Davis. Still going, and he's in for the touchdown.
Hill hit immediately when he got the handoff.
You know who that's?
The Q-inator.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, thank you.
From the PlayLikeAJet.com digital studio, this is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And I am very happy to have with me an old friend who has been covering the Jets for, what is it, something like 15 years now. Amazing. For the Associated Press. Also happens to have the best taste in music on the Jets beat. So we're going to have to throw in a little bit of music talk at some point because that's just how we roll. Dennis Wozniak Jr., the Jets beat reporter for the Associated Press. We're going to talk a lot about everything he's seen in training camp, the preseason, his expectations now after having seen all of that, and everything involving the New York Jets right now. Dennis, welcome back to the show, man. Great to talk to you.
Hello, Scott. How are you, man? Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm amped, man. I am amped. And the main reason I'm amped is because for the first time in a long time, and I'm sure you've noticed this because I think 2005 was your first full year covering the Jets, right?
2006, I was a backup in 05 and 06. I came in with Mangini, basically. So that was my first year. And it's been quite a ride since then.
Incredible. I was right then. I said 15 years. So I'm going to pat myself on the back, Barry Horowitz
nice.
Style. But for the first time in a long time, perhaps really since the Mangini years, this team is stocked with a lot of young talent that could start right away. And there are high expectations for a lot of them. Obviously, Wilson, Elijah Moore, Elijah Vera Tucker, Michael Carter, we know about that. But then even guys like Hamza Nasruldeen, and Denzel Mims has started to show up a little bit more. I know there were problems early on in training camp. Jamie and Sherwood, you could go down the line, but there's a lot of youth here and some real hope for the long-term future for the Jets. Is that the vibe that you're getting when you talk to the coaching staff and when you hang around the locker room and such, that there's that vibe of long-term optimism around this team that has had a dark cloud around it, if we're being honest, for a really long time?
Yeah, no doubt about it, because I think, and like we've talked about this in the past, you know, it starts with Saleh as the coach and just kind of, you know, setting that vibe, setting that optimism, like, you know, at a higher level than we've seen in a long time. And then you throw in the rookie quarterback and Zach Wilson, and that's the guy that, you hope can grow and move forward for years, you know, and be that guy finally, you know, this quarterback that this franchise has been searching for decades, you know, somebody who could be a consistent winner, a consistent, you know, performer and be able to kind of lead this team. And then you go from there and you see all of the pieces that are kind of being assembled here. And like you said, there's so much youth at so many different parts of the team and areas of the team where you're talking wide receiver, offensive line, linebackers, even the defensive line. And then obviously in the secondary, especially a corner there. I mean, it'll be tough for them and for fans to have a just like kind of a realistic expectation for them to be good right away because there's so much youth, but they have so many pieces that can really develop and move in a positive direction going down the line over the next couple of years that you have foundation pieces, you know, that you can really have and rely on moving forward. And I think that's what causes that optimism that there's a real youth movement and guys that, like you said, I mean, all through the draft, from first round all the way through fifth, sixth round, you're going to have guys who will have significant roles right away. And that's the sign of obviously a young team, but a team that's really building a base. And I think that's what you have to keep in perspective, even if they have some tough losses during the season, that, man, you know, some of these guys are getting invaluable experience and not just guys who are being thrown into roles, but guys who are going to be expected to perform in those roles for years to come and not just fill-ins. So I think that's where you're going to see a lot of the, you know, the good that will come out of this. And really, I think that's what Joe Douglas is really focused on bringing to this team, just having young pieces that they can build upon moving forward.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Dennis, let's talk a little Zach Wilson. He's the straw that stirs the drink right now. And you've been around him in practice. You've interacted with him, asking him questions, seeing him in the press room, so on and so forth. On a scale of 1 to 10, not just as a player physically, but also as a leader, the way that he conducts himself, the way that he handles the press. Where would you rank him? How impressed have you been with him on a scale of 1 to 10?
Yeah, I mean, that's a hard to say. I would say, you know, he's up there, though, like an 8. You know, I think he hasn't done anything, you know, wrong, so to speak. You know, it's he's handled himself well. He's answered the questions the right way. I mean, you know, maybe he's a nine at this point. You know, I like his approach, and he's very polished. He really, from that perspective, reminds me a lot of Sam Darnold, who was very impressive. When we dealt with him, he knew how to answer questions. He knew how to handle the media. It seemed like he knew how to handle the spotlight. And I think the same goes for Zach. The one thing I do like even more so with Zach is that he's not afraid to kind of explain himself and go in depth into his thinking. And I thought the best example of that was, I think it was either last week or the week before. I mean, training camp, it all just blends in together. But before they went to Green Bay, when he was talking about an interception that he threw in practice that CJ Mosley picked him off, and he was saying how, you know, hey, this is where I'm just trying to see what I can do. And, you know, you test things out and you see what kind of window you have to throw in, and, you know, not to do that in a game, and just kind of seeing. And that kind of was a real moment. You know, that was a reality check, like, hey, you know, yeah, there's a focus sometimes on the stats in, so to speak, in camp and what guys are doing, but we don't know exactly what guys are doing and what guys are practicing, you know, at that point. And it goes to show that it is practice. And he was explaining that he's trying to see what he can get away with and what he can't. And that was a pretty cool way of basically telling everybody, like, hey, this is practice, and this is what I'm trying to learn, and this is where I'm trying to do it, you know, and that has to be kept in mind. So I like that. And I think that perspective and being willing to share that and kind of like expose that, like, hey, you know, I needed to see what I could do, and not just like, well, you know, we're running a play and we see that. And it's like, no, this is his mental approach. That was pretty cool to see. And that's a mature way of going about it and seeing that. And it was impressive. So, like, yeah, he's definitely up there in terms of just the whole package and how he's been able to handle everything. And obviously, once the season starts, that we'll see more, and that'll be a better barometer of all that. But yeah, man, he's passed those tests so far with flying colors, no doubt.
Anytime you speak to somebody that knows Zach Wilson, or when you hear them speak to somebody else or read an interview they've done, what they say is that he's a sponge and that he's obsessed with getting better and he absorbs things quickly. And it seems like, based on what you're saying right now, he's living up to that reputation early on as somebody who desperately wants to make sure that he can be the very best quarterback possible.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. And again, I mean, not to compare the two guys, but I mean, it's a valid comparison. We heard that about Sam too. You know, we heard that he was all football. You never, like, during the season, you rarely, well, other than the whole mono episode, you rarely ever heard of anything with him, you know, other than football, because he was so focused on learning and trying to get better and being in the film room and just going over things. And that's what you want to see from your quarterback. Now, if you have the talent that Zach Wilson has and you have that approach, I mean, that's only going to endear yourself to your teammates too, because here's a young kid, number two pick in the draft, and he just wants to keep getting better. And then if you're a player on the team and you're like, man, this guy was the number two pick and he's the quarterback and he's all football and he's doing it well, you know, I want to ride with this kid. So, you know, I need to get better too. So I think that has a good impact and effect on the rest of the team, because your leader is doing that work. He's putting that work in. And I think that's kind of the reputation he's, you know, showing right now, or proving himself to be. So, you know, and it's funny, Scott, right? Like, leading up to the draft, there's so much talk like, oh, he wasn't a captain, or, you know, his players, like teammates, some didn't like, I mean, all that stuff goes out the window because none of that matters anymore. It's what is going on behind the closed doors in Florham Park, you know, at the facility. And right now you're hearing everything you want to hear about your hopeful franchise quarterback.
As you said, important for him to be a leader, even at an extraordinarily young age, but also very important for the head coach, Robert Sala, to be a strong leader and the rest of the members of his coaching staff, because Sala oversees everything, but Jeff Ulbrich runs the defense and Mike LaFleur runs the offense, and then each guy has their own unit. What have you noticed so far operating in training camp, the preseason, being around the building, in terms of Sala's style, Mike LaFleur, Jeff Ulbrich, all of those guys, and what they bring to this team as far as leadership and exactly what they're going to be expecting from the team throughout the year, not just in the games, but from a day-to-day perspective?
Well, I like that Sala, right off the bat, that he's overseeing both sides, you know, that he's he's not just defense. And, you know, we saw that the last few years with Adam Gase and Greg Williams. You know, Gase was offense, Greg Williams was defense, and that was it. And that in itself, I think, causes not a rift, but a disconnect in some ways, like through the team, because if he's just letting his defensive coordinator handle the defense, well, he's doesn't really have his finger on the pulse of the defensive player. So if you're a defensive player, you're like, well, he doesn't really know me, you know, and he's not really invested in me because he doesn't know me, you know. And I think there was some of that when Rex was here too, but even he would go into meetings and things. I think that was a little overblown with Rex because he was known so much for being a defensive guy, but he would go into special teams meetings. He would go into offense. He would know what Schottenheimer was doing. You know, he would leave it up to those guys to make their decisions and have, you know, he would have some input. And I think you're seeing more of that type of style and approach with Robert Sala, who obviously he knows defense, but he wants to be on top of this whole team. He wants to know what's going on, you know, in all three phases of this team and have some input. And I think that's the good thing. And the fact that he hired a Jeff Ulbrich, who he knows is familiar with this type of defense and is taking parts of what he likes to run and parts that he ran in Atlanta as well, and putting that on field. And obviously he has a long time relationship with LaFleur and knows that system and he's familiar with it. So there's a lot of familiarity there where he's got people he knows right off the bat that he can trust and that he's familiar with. So I think that's a smooth transition into the season where he's got guys that he's familiar with and schemes that he's familiar with, and he can kind of oversee them and know what's going on, you know, in all those phases. So it's definitely been, I think, like I said, a smooth transition for the coaching staff to kind of move forward. And one of the big differences, you don't hear a lot of yelling on the field. And that's what Sala has kind of preached, that, you know, he doesn't believe in that. Like he's not a yeller, a disciplinarian in that sense. And the only time you really start hearing some yelling is on special teams with Brant Boyer. And like that's his style. But I think, you know, you're seeing these guys kind of assert themselves in a different way on the field and in the meeting rooms. And I like that. I like that fact that there's been a smooth transition. I think that'll help, especially when you've got such injury issues now and depth issues, that there's going to be adversity to deal with. So all these players know that Sala is the guy. He's the leader of this team, and that's important.
Dennis, one thing that you heard over and over again from people about Robert Sala is that he operates on positive reinforcement, which goes along with exactly what you just said. And I thought one of the best quotes from the pressers throughout training camp with Sala that told you a lot about what kind of person he is and his approach to the way that he coaches football and runs this team is when somebody asked him about Joe Judge making guys do laps and yelling at them in front of everybody. He said, "These are grown men. I treat them like grown men. That's not how we do things here." And I didn't see that so much as a shot at Joe Judge, more as him telling everybody, "This is how I do things. It's not going to be like that here." And there's that fine line that you have to walk. You don't want to be too chummy with the players. I think that was something that became a problem with Rex Ryan at a certain point. But you also don't want to alienate them the way that a guy like Eric Mangini did, or to an even greater extent, Adam Gase. It seems like so far, Saleh is doing his best to walk that fine line, and he's succeeding at this point. Now, we'll see what happens if the Jets start losing games, and we're going to have to see how this works out once the regular season starts and there's something on the line. But the way that he's operating right now, when you listen to the way that players talk about him, the people that work underneath him talk about him, and people above him like Joe Douglas talk about him, it really feels like he has an opportunity to be different, and that he's carved out this sort of territory for himself where he's projecting a positive image, a guy that when something goes wrong, he'll work with you to fix it, but he's not going to get in your face and scream and yell. That's just not the type of atmosphere that he's looking to have around this team and the players, right?
Yeah, I mean, and that will help, I think, moving forward too, because I think Robert Saleh's track record and what he's already accomplished, even leading up to getting a head coaching job, helped with some of the guys that they signed in free agency. You heard Carl Lawson and Sheldon Rankins and Jared Davis, all those guys talk about how they respected Saleh's approach and his track record and what he wanted to do with the team. And I think that's going to only be a positive thing moving forward, because now he'll have a track record as a head coach. And these guys talk around the league, you know, they know, like, hey man, you know, what is this guy like, you know, should I consider this? And I think that's a real thing, because especially now at this point with the franchise where they're kind of rebuilding, if there's a coach who players really respect, and I think that's a key thing, the whole respect factor, he walks in and has everyone's respect, which is not an easy thing to do. I think players who will play for him will be able to have a really good feel for what the franchise is doing, how they're moving forward, and what Robert Saleh is all about. And next year during free agency, when there are guys looking at the Jets, they'll talk to some of these other players who are on the team and like, hey, what do you see? And that's going to help the Jets, I think, and help Robert Saleh establish the culture that he wants to have here with the Jets. So, yeah, I mean, it's so big because, and like I just said, it's not easy as a first-year coach to walk in and have the respect of everyone, but for some reason, Robert Saleh, like, he's already succeeded with that, which is impressive to me. And I think it's because he's already been a winner as an assistant, and he's seen how winning organizations set themselves up and how with their approaches. And the same could be said for Joe Douglas. I think when he walked in, there was that respect because of what he had done as a person under guys like, you know, Howie Roseman and Ozzie Newsome, and just seeing that process, they're coming in as people who have won. And that's what all these players want. And that's what this franchise desperately wants to see. I mean, a team that hasn't made the playoffs in 10 years, a team that hasn't been in the Super Bowl since, you know, 1968 season. I mean, they need some winners. And I think that's the vibe that you want to see. So Robert Saleh is putting that forward. And I think it's only going to help from here on in. And that doesn't mean that if they go, you know, 5-12 this year, that you know, the shine's off. No, let's see how he handles all of that adversity, because, you know, if the team, handles that adversity well, and Robert Saleh does it, I mean, it will be a positive with how the franchise moves forward and bringing in players and keeping a foundation together as well.
Dennis, what surprised you the most throughout the preseason and training camp?
Huh? That's a good question. What surprised me the most? I think, it's not a surprise, but all the, like we were talking about before, the youth and just how they have so many young players who will be counted on in key spots on the field. And also, I think, okay, you know, one of the things I was surprised about was the fact that they did not so far get a veteran into the cornerback room, that they're really, it appears at the moment that they're going to roll with youth and inexperience there. I mean, Bless Austin and Bryce Hall have starting experience. Even Lamar Jackson does at cornerback. But, I mean, it's really, you know, it's not established. It is an inexperienced group. And that I was surprised about. And I think to some extent, Saleh and Jeff Ulbrich were confident that they can get away with that because of the defensive line and what they plan to do up front. And now not having Carl Lawson as that guy who's going to put pressure on the quarterback and also free other guys up on that line with him not there, well, that might not be as easy to do. So I think that's the thing, because they don't have that depth, or I mean, they have a lot of bodies in that cornerback spot, but, you know, not a lot of experience. And you know what? The other thing I was surprised about was that they didn't bring in a veteran quarterback other than Josh Johnson. I figured they would bring somebody in who could act in that mentor role. And, you know, I think Josh Johnson is to an extent, but, you know, there were some other guys that people talked about, like Nick Foles and you know, some of those other names that we heard early in free agency and like through the offseason. So I think those are the areas I think that have been the most surprising to me.
Do you think people should be nervous that there isn't an established veteran as the backup for this team? I know Josh Johnson is hanging around. Who knows if he even ends up on the roster? But are you surprised, and do you think that it's something that fans should be concerned about, that they didn't go out and get somebody like Nick Foles?
No, I don't think concern. I think sometimes that whole mentor idea is overblown, you know, because really, you know, what impact does it have? I think it's always good to have somebody who has experience to just kind of bounce things off of. And here's the thing that I think affects that room even more so: the loss of Greg Knapp, who passed away because of the you know, being hit by a car while riding his bike last month. I think that is an even bigger impact, because he was going to be the sounding board. He was the guy who was going to be in Zach's ear, you know, through camp and then through the season, as a guy who's, you know, he had worked with so many quarterbacks and had such experience that, as far as a mentor, that was the guy. So I think that's the concern. So you have Rob Calabrese, who's the quarterbacks coach, who's, you know, he doesn't have that experience of a Greg Knapp. And I think that's where you kind of, you wonder where, if Zach struggles, where he's going to turn, you know, for help, and just to kind of get his mind cleared if he's struggling, or even when he's doing well, having a guy who can kind of point out some things. And I think Josh Johnson can do that. I mean, he's not Josh McCown. He's not Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's not, you know, he's not even Joe Flacco, you know, guys who have been there and done that and played in big games and done a lot of things. I mean, Josh Johnson has been around, so I'm sure his knowledge is good. But yeah, it's just that I don't think there should be a concern, but you would like to have that presence at least. And right now, there's a little bit lacking there. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see what they do with cut downs and who shakes free and all that. But right now, I mean, you would think that they would keep Josh Johnson to have that, because if Zach Wilson goes down, then what? You know, he's playing James Morgan. Yeah, I mean, you're not Mike White's out. You know, he's day to day right now with ribs, but, you know, I mean, he has no experience either. So that'll be interesting to see in a couple of weeks.
Dennis, Chris Nimbley and Andy Vasquez both said that they're not sure they've seen anything like what Elijah Moore was doing before he got hurt in training camp as a rookie. Now, you've covered this team for significantly longer than both of those guys. Is that true in your eyes? Do you think that Elijah Moore is a unique phenomenon in terms of Jets rookies at the wide receiver position and what they've been able to do in training camp?
Yeah, definitely. Because I think when you think about some of the rookie wide receivers who have come through over the last several years, I mean, just, you know, I keep thinking of a guy like Stephen Hill, you know, and it's like, oh, you know, he could be pretty good. And this guy, Elijah Moore, what he was doing was he was already showing he was good. And he was going through rookie camp, OTAs, mini camp, and then training camp, and just lighting it up every time he was on the field. And even on the rare days where I was like, oh, you know, he's had a catch or two, like he has it, all of a sudden out of nowhere, he'll make a big catch and you're like, oh, there it is. And that was every day, you know, every day that he was on the field. And so he and Zach Wilson were developing that chemistry, and man, that part was exciting right there. And I hadn't seen that type of connection where you have a young quarterback and a young wide receiver just being able to, you know, hook up that way on a regular basis and making big plays where the quarterback is really immediately relying on this young wide receiver who's making play after play and is catching everything thrown his way. You know, you had hoped that would have been the case last year with Darnold and Denzel Mims, but Mims was hurt through camp and, you know, with the hamstrings and all, so that never materialized. But man, like, to see what Elijah Moore was doing, that's why they need to be so careful with him and the quad that's keeping him sidelined right now, that you don't want to risk him being out once the season starts. And it sounds like he'll be okay for week one. It's funny when I think it was Connor Hughes asked him, Robert Saleh, about whether he has no concerns that Elijah Vera Tucker and Elijah Moore will be available for week one to start the season. Robert Saleh said, good God willing. So, and I think that's kind of the feeling around, you know, Jets fans, and like, God willing, Elijah Moore will be on that field and Zach Wilson will be throwing him the ball, because what we've seen so far from Elijah Moore is just wow.
That's going to wrap up part one of our discussion with Dennis Wozniak of the Associated Press. We'll be back with part two tomorrow. In the meantime, make sure you're following Dennis on Twitter at DWoz73 and reading all his work over at the Associated Press. And check out everything we're doing at PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. Phenomenal film breakdowns by Luke Grant up right now, in addition to Kayla Pace's commentaries, Pace's playbook, and a whole lot more. Check out the videos and subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't done that already. And make sure you give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital at PlayLikeAJet.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.